Hello and welcome to our podcast. This is Michaela Kelly.
And this is Carson McFadden. And today we will be discussing a very important topic and relevant topic in the mental health of college athletics. Not only will we be diving deeper into the college athlete mental crisis, we will also touch on how Auburn University is personally taking initiative and being proactive.
Yes, and we will even get to hear insight from one of Auburn's sports psychologists, Dr. Joanna Foss. Now, Carson, you're actually a member of the Auburn women's basketball team, so I know you're no stranger to the pressures that college athletes face, especially playing Division I in the Southeastern Conference, which is arguably the hardest conference to play in.
Yeah, I know. Definitely, there's a lot of pressure that goes into it, not only just like your sport, but also outside of it socially and mentally and growing and being an adult. And there's just a lot that goes into it and just the pressures. And I think that it is something that is forgotten about a lot, because a lot of people just think about the physical mentality of a sport, but just continually like making awareness for mental health, because it is so important, especially with just the rising crisis of it.
Well, it's a great opportunity that we're able to shed some light on this topic today. And we both felt it was important to dive deeper into this topic because of the extremely sad reality that last spring, five collegiate athletes across the country had taken their own lives, sparking a widespread concern, wondering if schools were doing enough for their student athletes.
It's just so terrible to see this happening. I mean, five student athletes across, like that's just tragic. And I don't think that the outsiders truly understand the pressures of these 18 to 22 year olds are under, and especially that they're just adjusting to college, a life the same way that any normal college student would. And as we see arising, especially post-pandemic, it's a mental health issue. Like, it's just a crisis. And according to the NCAA survey performed this past May, like, rates of mental health, exhaustion, anxiety, and depression have remained 1.5 to 2 times higher than the pre-pandemic rate. When we come back, we're going to sit down with Dr. Foss, who will go more in depth on how COVID-19 affected her job and more on the mental health side of college athletics.
We're so excited to be joined today by Dr. Joanna Foss, who is one of Auburn University sports psychologists, and we cannot wait to hear more about your expertise on this topic since your job revolves around mental health of college athletes. Dr. Foss, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you all doing?
We're good. We're really excited to hear more about what you have to say.
Yeah, excited to be talking to you all today.
We would love you to share a little bit about what your job entails here at Auburn, so if you could share that with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So my job here, in a nutshell, is to support the mental health and emotional well-being of Auburn student athletes. So we really recognize that while athletes are performers and they do a lot of good things, at the end of the day, they're humans first. And so being able to support them in how to thrive, not just on the field, but also off the field. And that can look like a lot of different things. Certainly we do one-on-one mental health and sport performance counseling with folks. We also may consult with different staff members in the department, whether that's coaches, administrators, sports medicine staff. We have a strong partnership to be able to help everyone really try and help support the mental health and well-being of student athletes. We provide crisis counseling if someone's in crisis to be able to support them, and then also conduct outreach to the community. We've partnered a lot with Auburn U to put on some different programming.
I think that's awesome that you bring up the humans thing, because so many people, I feel like from the outside world, don't understand that college athletes are just college kids like any other college kid going through the same thing.
They're people. They're 18 to 22 year olds who are just trying to navigate this like really integral changing part of life, of like living on your own, being away from family, being with peers, a lot of growth, identity development, all of those things, but also doing it in some ways on a national stage and with a lot of visibility that other general students at Auburn might not have. And as we speak to the stigma that we're trying to eradicate, but that is still around mental health, I think that, you know, there can be this belief that, you know, student athletes are supposed to be superhuman, that because they have this skill set or because they have, you know, all of these benefits or other things that people on the outside see, that they're supposed to just like magically be okay and be superhuman in that way. When the reality is that, as I said in the beginning, they're humans too. Even with all of the change, all of the uncertainty, all of the wondering just financially how we were going to make it through, Auburn was still viewing mental health as a priority.
That definitely makes sense, especially during COVID, which I feel like was probably the most critical time
Yes.
To have sports psychologists, because I know it was especially, I mean, it was obviously hard for everyone, but I feel like it was especially hard for athletes and the ones that were, like, even came back and playing during.
But Dr. Maddie Prohaskin, she talked a lot about coming into a COVID year and coming in of just, like, the isolation of being a collegiate athlete and having to isolate yourself from even just, like, regular classes and students. And can you just talk a little bit about how COVID played a role in that, and then how it played a role in your job, and how your job was impacted by that, and your job was also the importance of your job grew?
And one of the big changes is certainly structural, but there's also this overall change of whenever you have an event like this that significantly disrupts everyone's quality of life, everyone's experience, changes their plans, that naturally impacts mental health, because as humans, we want certainty. We want and crave knowledge of what's that, because we want to feel like we're in control. And when it came to COVID, I think one of the things we can all recognize is that it was completely uncertain. A lot of things weren't in our control, and a lot of things were really challenging in navigating through that. I think in athletics, and not just here, but everywhere, you would create a plan, and that plan would be there for about 5 days, and then something else would happen, and then you had to shift and adjust. And naturally, that's really, really challenging, because you can't depend on the same structures in the same way.
Well, I think it's really great to hear that Auburn is really taking the steps needed to prioritize this. And I mean, we can only all hope that the rest of the country can really get behind it. So
yep, and I think we just hope that the rest of the nation realizes that the importance of mental health and realizes what these universities are doing, especially when understanding that SEC universities might have more, they have more money and more resources, but understanding that there is implementations that can be put into place and just realizing the importance of that. And we just really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today and just share your wisdom with us.
Yes, it's so great to meet you and talk with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
Wow, that was powerful. That was so insightful. And I just hope that if you're listening today, that you had a takeaway today of just how important awareness of mental health is, and just how big it is in our world, and that we just need to continue to be talking about it and continue to make resources for it.
Yeah, she was amazing. And I think the more we talk about it and it gets destigmatized, the better the future of athletics will be. But thank you guys so much for listening. We loved coming on and talk about this really important topic today.
We can't wait to see you next time.